Yann Solo. Je suis le capitaine du Millennium Condor. C'est ce type d'appareil qui a fait le raid sur Kesselring en 20 parsecs. Je bats les engins de l'Empire en vitesse pure.
Welcome to the new milestone of the X-Wing Loremaster Quiz. In spite of the Corellian virus, here is the 15th installment and long-anticipated final trial. Our search for a suitable opponent to throw at the legendary Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 until defeated is at its end. We have reached the apex of our eliminatory process, and only two confused and unwilling contestants remain. Tonight, hyped by his decisive victory over Eugene Huggle of the 512th ATX Squadron podcast, Stephen Ford of the Birmingham Barons will be facing an unforeseen and dazzled opponent in the person of Joe Laporto of the Florida Man Plays X-Wing podcast, who surprisingly won his bout against Emily Rastel of the Midwest Scrubcast podcast. The winner of tonight's face-off will move on to the ultimate quiz against the champion, while the loser will suffer a much favorable outcome and will make his way to the land of the shame and disregard. I am your precious host, Bruno Lavigard, also known as the Precious Host. Jean-Marc Cousineau, the intern who is also known as Ottawa, will also be joining us to adjudicate. Jean-Marc.
Adjudicate.
Merci. This epic quiz. Bonjour, Ottawa.
Bonsoir, Mr. The Vigorous.
Yes, The Vigorous. Ottawa, this is your third participation as an intern, and you are facing a potential dismissal to the land of the shame and disregarded. What do you have to say for yourself?
Am I hearing this right, that I am no longer an intern on probation? Oh, well, there's always hope.
I'm sorry, I was picking my nose. Let's move on. You've prepared the pre-fight interviews. Let's hear them.
I have prepared nothing, Bruno. Hello, Joe.
Hello, intern. How are you?
I am good. Yourself?
Oh, very well, sir. Very well.
Did your last unquestionable victory against Emily Rastel, the Queens of Shadows, had any impact on your reputation as the Florida Man?
It did several days later when I remembered it happened.
I guess that's why we are, once more, doing this interview under a bridge on a miserable rainy day.
Yes, but I am keeping warm with a fine, fine jar of Ocala moonshine.
And let's be honest here. You, ripping victory out of Emily's hands at the last question of the quiz, came as proof that life can be cruel and bitter. Can you tell us a bit about your preparations for your second presence on the Loremaster Quiz?
I plugged in the microphone, and then I made Steve come and do it right.
Excellent. That's the way I like it. You mentioned on your podcast that the precious host's thick accent has been hard for you to handle and might explain your poor performance. How will you manage the thick accent this time around?
I don't remember saying that.
Well, Joseph, here is a little reminder for you.
I tried to listen to an episode of the Loremaster Quiz before that, but I'm going to be super honest here to the point of being offensive, I think. But it was like the Australian team bickering back and forth with the, you know, the host who's Canadian, and I didn't understand a fucking word of what they were saying to each other. Like, I had no idea what anyone was saying or what language they were speaking it in. Because his accent is fairly thick. Because his accent is fairly thick. Because his accent is fairly thick.
But I'm guessing I couldn't hear it because of the alcohol.
Oh. Joe, what's the impact of your presence on the Loremaster Quiz on your own show?
It was great. We had Emily on the week after, and that episode should be coming out pretty soon. It's one of the best episodes we've done.
Exciting. You'll be facing Stephen Ford of the Birmingham Barons. He demonstrated high potential and sharp Loremaster skills. Some even speculate that he might be on par with Andrew Lewinsky of the Liberty Squadron. What do you think of your adversary?
I'm quite adept at beating people named Steve.
Based on your statement that Steven might be an even bigger fucking version than you, percentage-wise, how do you estimate your chance to lose your said virginity?
Two?
Hey, Everyone has the right to delusions. Thank you for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much, intern.
Hello, Stephen Ford.
Hello, Ottawa.
I'm glad your training facility is not under a bridge on a rainy day.
We aim to improve upon Florida, let me tell you.
I see you've made some improvements since my last visit. Would you care to explain that enormous nude painting of yourself over the fireplace in front of the polar bear fur carpet?
I just like to keep it classy.
How has your life improved since your last victory against your Texan antagonist?
There's this coronavirus thing, and I think the victory might have been a mistake. Maybe it would have gone better otherwise.
Oh, you're saying that's why the whole virus thing is because you won? It's society's paying for you?
Yeah. I'll take the blame.
Oh, okay. When we last spoke, it was unsure how your fellow barons would or would not be supportive of your participation in the quiz. Your victory surely brought absolute and wholesome praises from and support from your co-hosts, did it?
I think they're pretty indifferent.
Oh. During your prior participation, did you suffer any ill effect or discomfort from the precious host's thick accent?
Only every once in a while. He can be a little hard to understand.
In your thorough pre-fight preparation, you've listened over 100 times to the last quiz to assess and evaluate your opponent's strength and many weaknesses. What do you make of your dubious opponent?
I have a feeling I've met him, but that's as far as I'm willing to go right now.
Oh, are you intimidated by his Florida origins or anything? Or?
No, not at all.
Okay. It is no secret that you are not the underdog tonight, and that you may be champion material. What do you say to those who challenge that statement?
I'm not sure how I feel about winning. Get me off the show, no!
Are you tired of getting prizes from Bruno? Is that what it is?
No, but those were actually pretty sweet. Thank you, Bruno.
Thank you for your time, and good luck for tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ottawa. There is nothing like the fear of being sent to the land of the shame and disregarded to bring the best out of interns.
I like to work under duress and pressure, Bruno.
So, Ottawa, what are your thoughts on these two combatants? And you will hear the fact that I'm trying to pronounce every syllable.
Wow. A for effort. It looks like they will be as ready as they'll ever be, which doesn't say much.
Do you think the Florida man can pull another notorious last-minute win against the whiskey bootlegger and gun-bearing Alabama man?
Here we go again. Is that too hard for your poutine mouth to articulate? Alabamian. Alabamian. I swear, one of these days.
The Florida man can do anything, even stuff that is totally impossible for anyone else.
Okay, my intern friend, you better go cower in a corner, because here comes the Heart of Dixie.
Hailing from the salty ham down in Alabama, the unknown X-Wing powerhouse itself comes an X-Wing player so fierce and brutal that wins are merely an afterthought. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, here to share his love, his anger, and all of his sorrow, your host of the Birmingham Barons X-Wing Podcast, Stephen Ford!
Welcome to the X-Wing Lore Master Quiz Final Trialist, Stephen Ford.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
What do you make of the sudden increase in the Birmingham Barons Patreons after your participation in the quiz?
That would be really weird since we don't have a Patreon.
Mr. Dixie, I witnessed firsthand your dismantling of the Texas Ranger. Bullets, blood, gore flying in all directions. Your adversary might not be holding an assault rifle tonight, but the Florida men are known for their sheer madness and idiocy. Pirate faces and bullets can't overcome that. What will your angle of attack be tonight?
We got some beer, we got some whiskey, and we're just going to see how it plays out.
Well, Alabama representative, you might want to take a mouthful swallow of a random bootlegged alcohol, because here comes the Florida man in all his splendorous lunacy.
Weighing in at 3/4 of a keg of PBR, he is the undisputed alpha hipster of Florida. If you're looking for someone to officiate your shotgun wedding with his pastoral voice and angelic charisma, he's your man. Kneel and pray for X-Wing salvation with him. Here he is, the Reverend Joe LaPorta.
I do all my own stunts.
Welcome to the X-Wing Lore Master Final Trial Man from Florida, also known as Joseph LaPorta.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Florida man, you will be facing an X-Wing legend who is not taking any prisoner. Do you think this could be his weakness that will allow you to be victorious tonight?
I don't know, man. He's got, you know, got to give 110%, you know, there's no I in team, you know. Yeah, if he wants me to win, I'll win, you know.
Oh, Mr. LaPorta, Joe, sir, alluring feminine assassin shadows are rumored to be closing in on you. Does that explain why you're still a Luddite in 2020?
Yes.
Yes, but what do you have to say to those who don't agree with you on the internet?
Well, I haven't heard from them because I haven't turned the internet on. But, you know, I'm half Amish, so, you know, I work extra hard.
Okay, enough of this sentimental bullshit. At this point of the show, we would normally move on to the rules of engagement. To save time, we will skip them entirely.
Gentlemen, are there any questions how this will go down?
No.
No. I didn't know how it worked the first time, and I managed to win, so I'm going to go with that same strategy again.
I like your tactic.
Classic Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a word of warning. No cheating in any form will be tolerated. Again?
No cheating in any form will be tolerated.
No reaction?
I was laughing, but I was on mute.
That's a good excuse. I'm going to use that one.
If you are caught or suspected of cheating, you will regret this lack of discipline for the rest of your small and trivial lives. First, upon detection of your treachery, your limbs will slowly and painfully turn into uncircumcised, smegma-oozing penises.
Well, that's graphic.
Secondly, you will have no control over your penis limbs, and they will shun any kind of clothing, making your pleasure pump look like a rejected jelly bean. Finally, your huge penis limbs will be hypersensitive, causing spontaneous erection and coordinated, untimely release. And as if it was not enough, these massive squirts will make you feel awkward in social and professional settings.
You mean more?
A simple and efficient way to deal with cheaters. I will give you a few seconds to decode the thick accent and ponder these dire consequences.
It's gonna take me at least that long to visualize it. Yeah, no, I got it.
Damn, Bruno, what is wrong with you? Seriously.
Unfortunately, Stephen Ford, there is nothing wrong. Well, nothing seriously wrong, at least with this pathetic rubbish. He's just an average, open-minded, French-Canadian who's not afraid of words and ridiculousness. This host decided to be true to himself and hold nothing back, thus being a fucking, overgrown, retarded, man-child, glue-eating prick. So, absolutely nothing is wrong with this megalomaniac.
Representative, are we clear?
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Angel Charisma Joe, on your honor and the name of all Florida men out there, do you accept these conditions?
Honor is all I know.
Stephen, no nickname Ford. On your honor in the name of the Birmingham Barons X-Wing podcast, do you accept these conditions?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Ottawa, what is to come next will be of extreme violence and may be traumatic. It may not be suitable for interns. Are you sure you are mature enough to go through this?
Fuck no, yet here I am.
The slaughter will begin right after this.
Hello, my name is Jared Grunewagen, host of the Natties Podcast.
And I'm Andrew, the real host of the Natties Podcast.
What am I then?
The tech?
I guess you are the talent.
And we like to discuss everything X-Wing.
Download our cast every other Friday on your favorite streaming service.
Do it. Do it now.
We are back. Joe, because you are the Floridian underdog, you will go first each round.
Wait, are we allowed to bet on this?
That seems fair.
All right, sweet. I get odds.
Round one. Joe.
Yes, sir.
What is the nickname, code name, surname, or whatever you want to call it, of Oddball in the V-19 Torrent Starfighter?
Daring Marksman.
No.
What?
Steven, for the steal.
Sir, not appearing in an Aether Sprite?
No, it is CC2237.
I was way off.
Simple enough, no?
Sure.
Zero there and zero for the steal. All right, well, you want to keep the score because I can't do everything.
Holy shit. Oh, I'll even fire up Excel here.
Good luck. Enjoy those fractions.
Oh, man. I tried to do that one time and it totally screwed up.
I think we did decimals last time, didn't we?
Okay, never mind. I'll do it.
I'll try.
Steven Ford.
Yes.
Wait. Steven Ford.
Yes.
What is the point cost of Ronith Blario in the RZ-2 A-Wing?
36.
Joe Lappa for the steal.
43.
Well, this is painful because the right answer is 34.
Oh.
So, again, zero and zero.
We're off to a thrilling start, Joe.
Well matched, sir.
If you guys keep doing zeros, I can keep score.
Oh, that's mean, Atawa. That's mean. Joe!
Yes, sir.
Wait. Now you can yes, sir, me.
Yes, ma'am.
Luminara Undulis is piloting a ship adorning which colors?
Purple and white.
No. For the steal, Steven Ford.
Yes. White and blue.
No, it is white and green. So I will give half a point to Joe.
I agree.
And 0.25 to the other guy.
Thank you for your pity, sir.
Look at that, we're half right.
Hey!
That's 50% of the battle, boys.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Joe!
I don't think it's my question.
Steven Ford!
Yes!
According to all maneuver dials, what is the maneuver that all ships have in common in X-Wing?
Two straight.
Wow. Ooh, good job, good job. We're not used to having good answers at this point of the show, so you can feel proud of yourself, Steven Ford.
Yes, the first fully right answer.
Yeah, within the three first question, which is... quite a accomplishment, can we say that, Ottawa?
Yeah, that's a whole 0.25. That's
a lead.
It's just below average.
Round three.
Oh, where's my records?
Joe.
Yes, my captain.
Name all ships that have the slam action on their action bar.
The Alpha gunship, the K-Wing, and the Fireball.
God damn it, you are right.
Yay!
He's just following his best example someone else gave him.
these are softballs here, Bruno.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
No, nothing. I'm trying too hard.
I'm crying, but I'm muted.
Also a good excuse. I'm stealing that one too.
Steven Ford.
Roger, roger.
Name all free or zero-costed configuration upgrades in the game.
Oh, shoot. S-foils, OST, and I do not remember the other one.
Judge.
Oh, man.
What's the second one you said, Mr. Ford?
Is the OST?
OST.
Okay. No, it's incomplete, and we move incomplete. On to the Reverend.
Fatboy Slim.
Can you say that again? Because it was at the same time of the ding ding, so didn't hear that.
Oh, this would be a really good time to change my answer from not the Fatboy Slim that I said. Shit. Fatboy Slim.
So, Steven Ford got integrated S-foil. Then he said something about bleep, 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 so no.
OST, no. I think we give him the S-foils, but only one of the two.
What do you mean, one of the two?
Well, keep reading. There's integrated.
All right. Then S-foils? There's OS1 Arsenal loadout.
Oh, he said OST. Come on. That's
yeah, I had the wrong side.
Integrated S-foils, OS1 Arsenal loadout, pivot wing, servo motor, S foils X J
G
G one assault configuration. So you have one out of five. That's point two.
I agree.
There are three total choices.
There's five. Cat cinq.
There's five.
We were told there were
but,
three.
But the other one there, the OST, that's fairly incomplete. So I will give you 0.01 for that.
Sure, I'll take it.
All right.
Pity points.
Round four. Oh, this is the round where it's a all or nothing question. If you got it right, it's a 3-point question. 3 point, guys. This could make the quiz here and now.
That's how many I had last time.
Ooh. Joseph Laporte.
Ready and waiting, sir.
The Naboo Royal N1 Starfighter expansion pack was released as part of which wave?
Five.
No, it is wave 4.
Oh, there's no chance to steal this?
All or nothing.
Lame.
So I move to Stephen Ford.
I'm here.
The M3A Interceptor expansion pack was released as part of which wave?
Wave 3?
No, wave 5.
RIP.
Yeah. So was wave 3 the answer for any question there or?
Nope. No, wave 4 was the N1, which I would have gotten that one right, but you know.
No, that's a shame. Well, at least you didn't lose any points.
So yeah. Donuts all around?
Donuts.
Donuts.
You were probably expecting a clip where Homer Simpson says the now classic quote.
Donuts.
Fuck you. This is not some cheap and easy show. We like to be different and keep our listeners on the edge of their headphones.
Go! Oh, go!
Round 5. Reverend.
Yes, Commodore.
Which device or ordnance? Jean-Marc, comment on dit ça, c'est...
That's good. Ordnance.
Ordnance. Yeah. Ordnance. Which device or ordnance is included in the Hyena-class droid bomber expansion pack?
The diamond phosphate blowy-up mine.
I'll stop you right there. Moving to Stephen Ford for the steal.
Discord missiles.
No, it was the bumplet generator.
Oh, never would have gotten that.
No, huh?
Nobody uses that.
No.
Yeah, seriously.
Alabama?
Nah, I'm listening.
In the upcoming Wave 7, the First Order will get a new ship. What is its full name?
The Z Assault Shuttle? Or She? How are you pronounced? X-I?
So you said the She, Z, G, G.
She.
Attack
she,
Shuttle,
Z.
Right? So that's a...
Yes.
No. So I turn myself to the Reverend for the Lord of God.
The Gi Assault Shuttle.
Well, it is the Xi or Xi maybe. Well, probably Xi class light shuttle, guys. Light shuttle.
Oh.
Yeah,
what? Whoops.
Yeah, I know.
It's just easier to spell it.
Zero. So we're on a good start and then it's coming good.
Oh, it's going good.
First intermission analysis. After the first series of initiation questions, the score is, for the Charisma of Florida, 1.5. And for the Yellowhammer State, 1.46. Is that possible?
That's what I got too.
You're the one with the spreadsheet.
Holy shit. Ottawa, are you as unsatisfied as I am for the lack of gore and dismemberment during this first segment?
This is a podcast quiz show, Bruno, not a 90s Van Damme movie.
Like Lionheart?
If you say so.
If I say so, I do.
Maybe Steven's last victory was nothing but a fluke. Do you think he could really be made of the same mental as Andrew Lewinsky?
Andrew, I'll just say no, just to get the show going.
Wow. One is
good
this,
answer.
One is this is for sure. Okay. Well, okay, I wrote this a bit quickly. So, one... When this is for sure. Wow.
Just skip that second
for sure,
part. Just go.
That comment was not coming from the same mental as Andrew Lewinsky. Not even from my fireplace mental. Let's move on.
Please. Yes.
Ça se dit-tu, ça, le mental de Ottawa?
Oh, wait. Yeah. I have a nice mental at home, too.
No, but can somebody be made of the same mental as somebody else? Like, great heroes are made from something? No? Doesn't make
metal.
Sense?
I think you think of metal, yeah.
Maybe metal? Metal? M-E-T-T-L-E?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's an expression.
Oh, it's the way I wrote it this is wrong. Nah, tough luck.
I mean, a mantle can be like a title, too. So, you know.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah,
wisdom is always appreciated.
You're doing wordplay without even knowing it, Bruno.
This is great. The mark of a true professional.
Welcome to this Midwest Scrubcast promotional content. I'm Emily Rastel.
I'm Clint Hewson.
I'm Dan Peterson.
And I'm Matt Carey.
And we're the hosts of a new X-Wing podcast featuring casual, around-the-table conversation on a wide variety of topics. When the X-Wing news cycle gets old, come join us for a chat about game design or self-imposed restrictions or whatever topic we scrubs felt like talking about today. Our bi-weekly episodes are available now on your favorite podcast platform. You can also follow Midwest Scrub on Facebook for the latest episodes and more.
Round 6, Joseph.
Aye, Captain.
What is the point cost of Zizi? Zizi, Clo? I'm laughing because Zizi in French is a small penis. So, what is the cost of small penis Clo in the RZ2 A-Wing?
Perpetual loneliness.
No, but I am inclined to give you 0.02 for that.
I'll take it.
So I turn myself to the Baron himself.
40 points.
Yes. 0.5 for the Baron.
Whoop, whoop.
Ooh. Good job, sir.
All the time running 5A's paying off.
Booyah. Steven.
Loud and clear.
What is the nickname, code name, surname, or whatever you want to call it of Axe in the V-19 Torrent Starfighter?
Sir, also not appearing in an Aether Sprite.
I turn myself to the Florida Man.
His subtitle is Vaguely Competent Tax Accountant.
Judge?
No.
No.
I'd say more like Body Spray or something like that.
Axe.
That would have been good.
Yeah, that would give me a...
I guess that one writes itself, yeah.
Yep, you'll make it someday.
What is this, like 2010? We're making Axe jokes?
Well, look who's talking. You should be wearing some instead of laughing at it, Alabama.
Round 7. It is a special round, because if you have a right answer, it is a +2 point. But if you fail, it is...
-1.
No, nothing? Okay.
It's still muted,
so it's not answering an option.
And we still have to answer, right?
If you two bozos would have listened to a few prior quizzes, first, you would have laughed your shit out. Secondly, you would know that not answering is not a fucking option. Pretty please with sugar on top. Answer the goddamn questions so we can get out of this shit show.
No, I need to say the name first. Joe!
Yes, my captain.
Which ship was engineered for incredible speed and precise handling? This spacecraft is devastating in the hand of those who can unlock its full potential. Any lesser pilot could easily be overwhelmed and lose control of the nimble craft.
What is the fireball?
No. Steven.
RZ1 A-Wing?
No, we are looking for the TIE VN silencer. So
what?
It's -1 for Joe and -0.5 for Steven.
Ha, less bad.
Smells negatives.
Steven.
Receiving.
This CNR fleet systems craft was not a war. Standing.
Jeez. This Sinar Fleet Systems craft is groundbreaking starfighter design, featuring upgraded engines, a missile launcher, and folding foils.
What is the TIE V1?
Sorry, wrong button again.
What the
What is going on right now?
Alright, hang on, I have the right button now. Yes! Okay. So that's a +2, Mr. Ford. Incredible. Incredible.
Oh, mixing up my Collins here.
So do you need time to call your wife, intern?
Oh, I'm good.
You sure? Because we can't all stop what we're doing and wait for you.
No, she's good. I let her know that I'm unavailable for 2 hours.
wife calling.
So do you have all those pre-recorded?
No, it's not pre-recorded. It's your wife calling.
It's like the fucking Lunar Knights from Aqua Teen.
You'll have nightmares after this. Round 8.
Yes, please.
Joe. Yes.
Name all non-free or costed configuration upgrades in the game. Joe, do you want me to repeat that? Because
No, you're good.
I felt it was like thick accented.
No, I just should know one of these, and I don't.
I just wanted to go to the end of the tic-tac. Stephen Ford, for the steal.
Viewing S-foils, the advanced gunnery, I don't know what it's called, for the freaking Arsenal Starwing, whatever, nobody cares, and that's about it.
Sorry. Phew, first time in my life that happens. All right, Judge, eh? What Judge?
Is he done answering? Yeah?
Sure, why not?
He said the B-wing...
Yeah, the S-foil, so I guess it'll be...
No, whoa. Do you have a name?
Yeah, I know. Like, can I finish?
Oh, yes. The intern seems to have finally grown a spine and is standing his ground. Long live the intern's spine.
Yes.
So it'll be similar to the last time, where sort of get half of the right answer. No?
Oops. Here goes the spine. Booyah.
Okay, oh, you want to give him half? There's 4 costed configuration upgrades, and he gave half of one.
Exactly.
So how many points is that, Mr. Mathematical Genius?
0.125.
All right, 0.125. Hey, we're going in the 3 digits now.
Yeah. Reach for those decimal places.
We're all about preciseness.
Yeah, it's Olympic style here, eh?
Right. But remember, it was a steal. So is it half of 0.125?
Yeah, sure.
So how much is that, genius?
0.625.
Holy shit.
Fine lines here, boys. Fine lines.
Who? Stephen Ford.
This ought to be good.
What color or colors is the BTL-B Y-Wing R2-D2 is piloting?
White and yellow?
Joseph.
Yellow and blue.
No, it is green and gray. Easy enough, no?
Sure.
Can I interrupt for 5 seconds? We didn't give the real answers for last question, so I don't know if they want to know or not.
What?
No.
It might be useful in the future.
I can't see how.
Right?
Since the intern stopped us, I invite you guys to take a deep swallow of your favorite drink, like I will do.
Glug, glug.
And for that, I'm giving 1 point to everybody. Even you, intern.
Bonus points.
I think the intern's winning now.
Scoring points every end. Jesus. So do my points carry over from episode to episode?
Or? No, that would be good.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm up to 3, I think. So.
Yeah, we should do a league. Yeah. Lore Master League. Wow. That would be amazing. Round 9. Florida Man.
I can't wait for your question.
Me neither. No, nothing.
I love the delay as he looks for the right button.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. It was like half auto-tune, half not.
Yeah. Moving on. The Belbulab-22 Starfighter's lowest generic pilot is known by which name?
Timmy.
No, I don't think so. So I will ask Stephen Ford.
I can't believe it's not Seer.
Lowest generic pilot. So I guess that Seer is not a generic pilot, but hey, what do I know? So it is Fethem Outrual Autopilot.
No, it's like margarine. You know, you can't believe it's not butter. I can't believe it's not Seer.
You know that in Quebec, margarine is white and butter is yellow, while in Ontario, butter and margarine are yellow. So how can you tell the difference, right?
You just don't buy margarine.
Shut the fuck up again. So in Florida, for example, what color is the margarine?
Green.
And in Alabama?
Yeah, it's got mold on it.
Red.
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 You should throw that margarine out.
Sierra, only Ontario has the same yellow color for margarine and butter.
Yeah, we're weird.
Grow up, man. Grow up. Mature. Evolve.
I'm working on it.
Stephen Ford.
I hear you.
Manaru, pilot of the famed Jumpmaster 5000, is also known by which nickname?
Thank God this isn't first edition Annoying Pain in My Ass.
Hmm. I am tempted. Huh? So, Stephen, I'm going to give you 0.25 for that because it was quite funny.
Pity points.
I have to turn myself to the reverend.
Mrs. Dengar.
Yeah, I like it.
That is also good, but a bit less. So I'm going to give you 0.24.
Perfect.
I don't know. We need to be, equal with everybody. So
Dengar's bitch would have had more points, I think.
Mm. So she is also known as the graceful Aruzan because she was a dancer. If you know the lore, she was a dancer and she made Dengar crazy, right? And
I thought they had only those Twilights were dancers.
Sluts in their head that they could put in. They would dance, and the guy or Dengar, since he had all kind of sluts in his head, could put in the chip and feel the dance as she was performing, so that made him crazy.
Freaking Atani Mind Link.
Yes.
Ah. See? First edition pain in my ass.
Round 10. Joseph.
I am here.
Joe, by the way, do you mind that I call you Joseph all the time, even though it's not your name?
No, I'm fine with it.
Well, Joseph, here is a little reminder for you.
This actually might be the hardest thing about the entire thing, is that Dom, you know my name, right?
Yeah.
I'm Joe, or Reverend Joe, or the Reverend.
Yeah.
So that's what you call me, you know, or El Joe Areno if you're not into the whole brevity thing. Bruno kept calling me Joseph.
Yeah.
And that's what my mom calls me when I'm in deep shit. Yes. Or what my wife calls me when she's considering throwing my ass out.
Yeah.
So he kept doing that to me, which just increased my nervousness.
Good job, Joe. You've overcome your fears. The intern should be inspired by you.
All right. While playing a wing formation, what happens if the wing leader performs a cloak action while one of its wingmates doesn't have the cloak action on its action bar?
He must buy his opponent a Coca-Cola.
Like it.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're trying too hard now. So, Steven.
The wing is broken?
Yes?
Don't tell me I got an epic question right.
John.
Hold on. I wouldn't give, I give something, but...
Okay, because the right answer is...
Yeah.
Each of its wingmates, without the cloak action on its action bar, splits from the wing, while the other are considered cloaked.
Hence, the wing is broken. Easy peasy.
All right. I cannot give you the full half point, so I will give you... Ooh, this is hard. 0.48.
Sure, why not?
I know.
After the show, somebody has to tell me what a wing is.
It's the epic thing. You don't have to worry about it.
Oh, okay.
I need to refill.
Yeah, me too. Joe, just to let you know, I think the last time, by this point of the game, you were at 4 beers. Just keep up the pace, eh?
Yeah, you might win. You win when you get knocked down, drunk on the floor.
Are you too serious about this?
I am fairly certain Steve covered for me when I passed out in the middle of the episode.
That's why your accent changed. Oh,
yeah. I was listening to I was listening to it again. He was like, I think he left the room. I was like, I don't think I did. I think I just fell asleep in the chair.
Stephen Ford.
Light it up.
Included in the T-65 X-Wing expansion pack are 3 ID tokens. What number are they?
1, 2, and 3.
No, I will turn myself to Joe for the steal.
5, 8, and 13.
No. It is ID tokens 7 times 3.
Oh, okay.
So the 280 tokens and the target lock.
Oh, you put two on the same. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I see what we're going for here.
It's a shame we can't rewind. Shame, shame, shame. Second intermission analysis. After a series of questions that were suggested to us by the Institute for Talking Mimes of Northern Saskatchewan, the score is 1.76 for the Florida Cracker Man and 7.815 for the Baron.
Pardon what?
Tawa, talk to me. What just happened here?
I think the Florida Man took a double dose of hydrochloroquine and showed its true potential.
We are about to launch the third and last segment. What are your wildest predictions for what's to come?
Looking at my crystal ball here, Mr. Baron is going to take it.
And why is that?
That's just a wild guess.
Okay, after what you just said, there is nothing I can say or do to make you look good anymore. We will see how you will recover right after this.
Hey, you, listening to this Lore Mastercast.
Who? Me? Really?
Do you want to play X-Wing but are cooped up at home?
Oh dear, my sweet boy. I thought you'd never ask.
I know you want to play, but you know what you could do? You could go to janktankopen.com, and if you go to janktankopen.com, there's a tournament that Fly Better and Gold Squadron podcast are putting on.
Please tell me, what is the Jank Tank Open? Strange and seductive internet voice.
Jank Tank Open is where we give you two random squads, and you pick one, and you swap out an upgrade, and you play in this big old single elimination tournament on Vassal, and all the money goes to charity.
Money, you say? Do I have to pay to enter this tournament?
No, you don't have to pay to enter the tournament. We got people donating, so the winner can donate over, right now, $2,000 to charity.
Well, seductive internet voice. I've never played Vassal before.
If you haven't played Vassal, that's fine. We have tutorials on janktakeoma.com, and you can play X-Wing online with people who have terrible squads against your terrible squad for great fun. So go to janktakeoma.com and by April 1st and sign up and get your squads and play in this tournament.
Sorry, seductive internet voice. I can't be there, mostly because I don't give a shit about X-Wing. But don't mind me. Have fun. Pew pew.
Grease, grease, grease.
Round 11. Joe.
I am eagerly awaiting your question.
Stephen Ford, present representative of the Birmingham Barons, had to defeat which formidable foe to make it to the Lore Master Quiz final trial?
Joe LaPorta.
No. I turned myself to Stephen Ford.
Eugene Tanker Hoggle.
Ah, c'est piton en marbre. There. It's hard having four buttons because you never hit the right one.
I mean, that's a 25% chance. Come on now. It's like rolling a focus.
25% of the time, it works every time.
So, 0.5 for Steven. So, Joe, you better start being funny now because looking bad for you.
Rip.
Steven Ford.
This better be good.
When was released the last FFG's article solely dedicated to X-Wing 2.0? Or what was it, the title, or what was it about?
Wave 7?
That's not quite what we're looking for.
You asked me what was it about.
And you said what? Wave 7?
Yes.
No. No.
No, no, judge says no.
No, no, no.
So
no.
Now, Joe, for the steal.
I have no idea.
No, that's not it.
Shall I give the answer?
Yes, please.
It was January 15th, 2020.
I would have been
close. The article title was Explosive Speed, and it was a preview of the Fireball expansion pack for the Star Wars X-Wing.
Which is Wave 6.
RIP.
Round 12. Joe LaPorta, Reverend of Florida.
Here.
Please. Spell the real name of the TIE-IN interceptor pilot, who is also known as the Ambitious Ace.
Square.
Ah, I see he doesn't recognize the character. Yeah, yeah.
0.001, because that was kind of funny. I turned myself to Stephen Ford.
Phil's Wrath?
All right, the question is spell the name, not tell me the name.
Oh, T-U-R-R-P-H-E-N-I-R-R, whatever, Turfineer.
You know... No.
Yes, right?
I have to give it to you, and I am giving you a bonus for that. So 1.02.
Oh, a whole point?
Yeah, because it was so funny. Because you said a name, I said, no, spell it, and you spelled something else, which was the right thing. Isn't that amazing?
Calculated.
He's playing with us. He's playing with us, Bruno.
Oh, you're right, because it's a steal. So 0.6. Wow. Steven.
Waiting on you.
Aren't you glad to be on this show?
Yes.
All right. The real question is, if you would be so kind as to name all non-unique gunners.
Oh, non-unique. Veteran tail gunner. Wow. There's way too many of them. Veteran tail gunner's all I got.
Judge.
Incomplete.
Incomplete. We move to
Joseph.
Bombardier.
Is that it?
So I know.
Someone you know?
Aye.
Okay.
Incomplete.
Ding.
I was just giving him time.
Yeah, extra time, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I keep wanting to go check my oven.
So Judge.
Steven got 1/7.
1 out of 7. Woo.
And Joe got 1 out of 14 divided by 2.
Yeah. So 1 out of 7 for Steven. That's 0.14.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm strong. And the other one.
Half of that.
0.007.
Okay. Yeah. I accept. So the answer was
Agile Gunner, Hotshot Gunner,
7th Fleet Gunner,
Skilled Bombardier, Special Forces Gunner, Veteran Tail Gunner, and Veteran Tourette Gunner.
I knew there was another one.
Don't you feel enlightened, Mao? Enlightened? Enlightened?
How many of them are hyperspace legal, though?
Ooh. Is that a question for me?
Oh, you get points here, Bruno.
No, I don't answer questions as I do not repeat. It's in my contract. Round 13. It is a special round. It is plus 1 point to the opponent on a wrong answer. And it is also the Staniszewski question. So I will start with Joe Laporta.
I cannot wait.
It is a known fact that our cherished Ontupsky joined the crew of the Gold Squadron podcast. Please tell us, which episode was his first, number or title?
187,000.
Oh, you missed it just by a few.
The year is 20,020.
So I turned myself to Stephen Ford, representative of the Birmingham Baron of Alabama.
Episode 20.
What?
Episode 20.
20? 20 for the Gold Squadron is like 3 years ago.
That's fine.
Okay.
Go with that answer.
It's a 0 and a 0. Oh, no. It's -1 for Joe and -0.5 for Steven.
I thought we gave each other a point.
I thought this was a team effort. I thought we were helping each other.
Yeah.
I was just being polite.
Mr. Ford.
State your request.
Still in the Staniszewski question, Ryan presented which segment, topic, or subject during that legendary episode of the Gold Squadron podcast?
How to fly a swarm.
No. Mr. Laporto.
I don't know what either of those things are.
Florida education.
So, -0.1 for Steven.
+1 to opponent on wrong answer. So, whenever they got it wrong, they're giving the other guy points, right?
Oh, I fucked it up.
Are we also losing a point? Because that's going to get complicated. Yeah.
So last round, Joe had 1 point and Steve had 1 point. Or is it half? No, 1 point. They both get 1 point. So they both get 2 points.
No. They missed it all around. So it's 0.5 each.
Okay.
There's some fuzzy math going on here.
1.5. Make sense?
Yes.
All right. So the answer we were looking for is episode 131, competitive versus fun balance, also Mandalorian. That was when our cherished Ontopsky joined GSP. And then he presented the segment about competitive versus fun balance. Guys, was that too much to ask?
Yes.
A bit of respect for Ryan. Just one bit of respect.
Respect the beard, at least.
He seems nice, I guess.
Sure.
This is a person.
Well, you'll probably never know because now he's pissed.
Aw.
I know. That's all on you guys.
I'm making friends. It's good.
Okay. I'm disappointed now.
As you should be.
I don't know if I can go on.
Whatever show we do.
Intern, you want to do the next question?
Yeah.
No, you start by saying round something. And
round 14. Joe.
Yes, intern.
Please tell us, who are the generic or non-unique astromechs in the game?
R2-69, R2-420, and R2-Blaze-420.
No, 420 Blaze it. Come on, man. What do you miss that?
Mango Miami Haze.
Incomplete. Steven, for the steal.
R360 No Scope and R2 Slip With Your Mom.
My hat's off to you, sir.
Oh. Almost a full steal to Steven.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Almost.
Just for sleeping with your mom?
Not my mom, his mom.
Oh.
That's what the astromech did. Slept with your mom.
Motherfucker.
It's one of those add-on extensions, you know?
Battery powered.
You better believe it.
So what's the score?
I was going to say like a 0 and then a 0.05.
Okay. For Steven.
Steven.
Lay it on me.
If you are Alexander Kallus, also known as Fulcrum, what is your pilot ability?
Oh, jeez. Why did this guy just freaking release? I don't freaking know.
Is that your final answer?
Sure, why not?
Wrong. Joe, have a crack at it.
He has a power action to turn a die to a different side.
Oh,
perfect.
His destiny ability.
So close, but so far.
Yeah, so close, so far. No, sorry.
But Destiny's a complete game.
Not my heart.
So the answer is, while you defend, if the attacker modified any attack dice, you may roll one additional defense die.
Because he's in the ghost, and the ghost doesn't have any defense die?
Well, I knew he was in the ghost.
You guys want to know the droids? I forgot to say the droids.
Oh, the droids.
Oh, there's so many.
I thought we nailed that one.
Yeah, I thought we got them all.
Yeah.
You missed the dildo droid.
I went 7, missing it, Bob.
Round 15. This is the final round, guys.
Final countdown.
What the sweet fuck is this bullshit chorus? It's a good thing this miserable host forgot to state the no singing rule. Otherwise, you'd all be walking on huge penis limbs and squirting away your sorry lives. That would have been a sight to see.
Joe!
Oh, bring it on.
Which Nantex pilot has the following ability? During the system phase, you may gain one disarm token and choose a friendly ship at range 1-2. If you do, it gains one tractor token, then repairs one of its face-up ship threat damage card.
Brr, crap.
Come again?
Can you spell that?
No.
Steven Ford.
It's a gorgle.
Wow.
Blame Andrew Knuckles for that one.
Wow. Steven Ford.
I'm wasting away here.
Please spell the real name of the Lancer class pursuit craft pilot, also known as a force of her own.
The hell is the Lancer? Oh, A-S-A-J-J. I don't even remember her last name. What the hell is her last name?
It's Fentress. You should spell it.
Whatever. Asajj. I don't care.
Incomplete. We move on to Joseph for the steal.
A-S-A-J-J-V-E-N-T-R-E-S-S.
Yes.
Asajj Ventress. I never remember her last name.
So that's half a point to Steven and half a point to Joseph.
Yeah. You would know it that way, yes.
End of game intermission. This will be interesting, but first, I need to collude in our own Lore Master's secret language with the intern. That language may or may not be called French-Canadian.
Is it not just French?
That is a bold assumption, sir. Don't get me started on French-Canadian versus French from France. Let's not go there.
Bon, Jean-Marc, on va-tu final salvo? Il y a... Chris, il y a beaucoup de points d'écart.
Oui, oui. Je pense même pas qu'il va être capable de s'attraper, hein? Même s'il y a tous
non,
les points.
Non, s'il y a tous, je pense pas. Mais on sait jamais. Peut-être que oui.
OK. Y a-tu des négatifs?
Non.
Non?
Non, ça vaut pas la peine. Bravo pour l'effort, mais non.
Yeah, that's pretty intense, Bruno.
After an intense and emotional dialogue based on the score, we have agreed that this fabulous adventure must come to an abrupt conclusion for one of the representatives. Here we go. After the last wisely selected and fine-tuned X-Wing question from the Glue Eater Book of Life, the score is for Joe Laporto, aka the Reverend, aka the Florida Man, aka the Luddite. The final score is 3.831. So let's say 3.8, which is pretty good compared to your last score.
Oh, jeez.
And for no... did you have something to say, Joe?
No.
Negative one.
For no nickname, Stephen Ford. His point sums up to 9.605.
Tabarnak.
Tabarnak.
Woo!
Congratulations, Joe. You, Ottawa, and I know that you are the real winner tonight. Being sent to the land of the shame and disregarded, as tough as it will be, is nothing compared to what the trial winner will face in the arena against the Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated. And then the script says, loser comment.
Oh, I actually bet against myself, so I feel like I'm the real winner.
The long con.
You're like a baseball player or something, eh?
I'm like freaking Kaiser Sose over.
Well, Joe, you did your best, but it wasn't good enough.
All right, Ottawa. Please escort Mr. Loser to his boat, awaiting him at the dock on the Styx River. Don't forget to pay the ferryman. Believe me, you don't want to deal with that shit.
Rejoice, Joe, because you won't be alone in the land of the shamed and disregarded. An impressive lineup is waiting for you. Peter Lavoie-Massicotte, Blair Bunky, Chris Chico Brown, Chris Sheriff, Ryan Farmer, Tim Dugan, Andrew Lewinsky, Asa Graf, and all of Australia represented by Mark Ventham and Grand O'Dyer, Eugene Hoggle, and Emily Rastel. You should be fine in their company.
There will be beer, right?
There is always beer.
All right, then.
We're good. Priorities.
One last word of bitterness and hate before we send you on your journey to your final resting place, Joe.
Later, nerds.
Okay. Off you go. Chop, chop.
Perfect.
Now, we turn ourselves to the winner of this merciless trial. The one that will proudly and boldly enter the arena with only one objective. To step on the lifeless corpse of Zach Matthews and be the next uncontested Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated, Stephen Ford!
Mr. Steven, do you realize what you just accomplished?
It's just starting to settle in, yeah.
Ottawa, leave the poor man alone. Wow, Mr. Steven Ford, do you realize what you just accomplished?
Are we in a cave? Is there an echo here?
Tell us, trial winner, what impact do you think this victory will have on your relationship with the rest of your cast? Oh, and Ottawa wanted me to add on your sex life.
Well, if you can't leave it, love it, I guess.
Okay.
That actually fit a lot of other things more better than I expected.
Mr. Winner, Stephen Ford, you scored an impressive 9.6 points, which is something we don't see often. This is really the mark of a champion.
I'd be shaking my boots if I was Mr. Zach Matthews right now.
Yeah. So what will be your next step in your preparation for your final bout against the champion?
Well, I'm going to invest in some math classes for the both of you, because I don't think that score is right.
Oh, you've been keeping track?
No.
Steven.
Yes.
What do you have to say to your vanquished and shameful opponent?
Suck it, Florida.
That's why we look like a penis.
Ah.
Yeah. And that's why you almost had penis limbs.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Ford.
Yes.
This is your opportunity now. This is the moment you get to tell the champion what's on your mind, what you have in reserve for him, what kind of pain you will inflict on him. What do you want to say to the champion, the actual Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 Until Defeated?
You know, the first and only time I met him, he gave me a beer. My only regret is that it wasn't a very good beer.
Oh, so you'll make him pay for that.
Well, you know, I mean, I got to show him how to actually drink a damn beer, apparently.
Zach Matthews, I hope you're listening, because Stephen Ford is coming for you. That's revenge for offering him a bad beer. Now, Joseph.
Yes, sir?
Could you please close this marvelous quiz in French, of course?
Oh.
You want me to say it first?
No, let me butcher it first. Oh, fuck me.
Pour des questions faciles sur X-Wing miniatures, nos sommets, millennium condor Bella de Fushian.
Yeah, that's good if you were Spanish. You want me to say it in French for you first?
It's not going to help.
Here, Joe, I'll do it for you. It's pour des questions faciles sur.
No, you don't say the S. You don't pronounce the S.
No sommets, millennium condor Bella de Fushian.
You don't pronounce the S. Say the same thing without pronouncing the S.
But the rest of it was good.
Wait, seriously? I just went full redneck on
that. X-Wing miniature, you see. You don't pronounce that S either.
Pour des questions faciles sur X-Wing miniature, nous sommes Millennium Condor Balado Diffusion.
Holy shit, are the French rednecks?
I've seen them in Letterkenny.
All right, somebody read the words, please, without the S.
This is a Stephen Ford job. This is a winner job.
No. It's the loser that takes us away.
I can't read that shit.
Easy. That shit is still the host's first language.
Come on. Repeat after me then. Repeat after me. Pour des questions.
I repeat after you. You could just say it.
You piece of shit. All right, come on, Joe. This is your burden. Joe. Bon.
Well, that's a first. For all the places in the quiz where someone could rage quit. Never thought the closing phrase would be it. I guess the Florida man instinct just kicked in.
So, Jean-Marc will do it.
Pour des pénis enragés, vous écoutez Millennium Condon, Bordeaux Diffusion.
Booyah!
Nobody sick?
Oh, shit! Don't do that too often because we might have to kill you, right?
Is that a win for me?
Steve Earth. The land of the shame and disregard. Florida man. Florida. Pronunciation? Well, if you had listened to all of the quizzes, you would know that this is a mild consequence.
I mean, it has certain advantages.
No.
What?
I need to get used to the button, all right?
This is a podcast, Quiz Show Bruno. This is a podcast, Quiz Show Bruno. Not a 90s Van Damme movie.
Come on, stop. Come on. Does it make you feel like you want to take a bath or something?
Take a piss?
That's the beer.
You can go take a piss if you want.
I'm good.
All right. Joe, you're good?
If I hold it in, it gives me strength.
It's a known fact that Alabamians' bladders are strong as hell.
Better believe it.
What about you, Bruno? You have to go pee, Bruno?
No. It's a challenge between me and Alabama for who's gonna hold it the longest. I feel like Stephen Ford doesn't find that really funny because he's not laughing.
He's on mute.
Oh yeah, I was dying laughing, but I was on mute.
Everybody's excuse for everything.
Are you a mathematical genius?
I do math every day.
Wow. How do you feel right now?
I feel like I need another beer.
Woo!
Actually, Joe, what, you a sports ball?
Yeah.
College football?
Are we going to have any this year?
Well, no, just who you for?
I like Syracuse.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What the...
Where are my receivings?
You expect him to operate technology? You've made a mistake. You've made a mistake.
This guy is, you have to send a telegraph or something.
Smoke signals.
Porno diffusion. Ta gueule, Jean-Marc.